hope people know that when we start these episodes, we look around at each other and it's like, who's going to go? Who's going to talk first? So I guess it's me. Welcome to Brothers Uncovered.
Acknowledge it. Come on.
Jordan has, I'm guessing this is you trying to redeem yourself. He's bought an actual Nigerian football jersey.
But you gave up on the retro vintage.
Yeah, so this is, apparently, I think this is the current kit. Obviously, last week, I tried to buy a retro Nigerian shirt, ended up buying the Puma and Harry Potter collab, so it was the slithering one. Earlier, when I was parking the car, I was thinking, oh, this geezer in the van's going to have a go at me. Put the window down. Oi, got the right Nigerian shirt out of you. I was like, yes! They know!
The neck's really throwing me.
Yeah, the neck is square.
It's completely square. There's it no looks color. Like armour.
Okay. Their kit's always bang, though.
Well, not on me, apparently.
No, you look good.
That doesn't look good on
it's
me.
It's falling funny on your shoulders.
Okay, don't start. Because I'm already a bit conscious about wearing it.
Although you seem quite proud when you brought it up a minute ago.
I also find those dry fit t-shirts smell more in the armpits than the average t-shirt.
They do, they hold sweat.
Okay,
they hold
so
sweat.
I've already said I'm feeling a little bit conscious
no,
about how
smell.
I look. Now you're trying to tell me that I'm now going to smell.
No, I'm going to get right up close.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, I will say this if you want a little bit of insight. Mm. Jordan Banjo is not a smelly person.
Not
smelly
no, he's person. Not.
No,
he's
naturally.
Not.
He does, and he sweats cold.
Yeah, I do sweat quite cold.
What do you mean?
Like if Jordan's got like sweaty clothes or like he's just sweaty, if you touch him, he's always freezing. Like he's never... It's never like warm or hot.
What do you mean? What does he mean? That's like a fact about me.
Everyone knows that.
Why do you not know anything? I've seen a lot of comments of people talk about this actually.
What?
That I don't know how to swim. I don't know how to ride a bike. Like a lot of things I just do wrong. And Perry's always laughing. Oh, do you remember when? Why do you not know anything?
You find out here.
No, I know a lot about you, I think.
Well, you don't.
I think I just know all the stuff that other people don't know.
I saw people like writing stuff like, oh, like, clearly Ashley didn't watch it, but I'm a celeb. I'm like, you didn't watch When I'm a Celeb, because everything I'm talking
Which
about...
Which series, the first or the second time?
The Legend series.
Because the first time I watched it all.
Right.
And the second time...
Yeah.
I watched some.
And when he said some, probably clips on TikTok.
Yeah, not clips that I posted.
Oh, you mean like actually tune in?
Yeah.
Who tunes in to TV anymore?
Me.
Well, I'm on it. Perry
when
does.
When Jord's on it, you would watch it.
Yeah, of course.
But you said you didn't.
No. No, I watched the last step when you went against mine in class.
And I lost.
And you lost.
So you're locked in to see me lose.
No, but
that
I was there.
Like
I was
you
there.
Watched it for Mylene.
No, I watched it. I was,
no, see someone else win.
I think I was just victory chasing because I thought that if he wins, I would be like, "Woo, it's my
post
brother."
Post it on your story, be like, "Yeah, well done." Then I didn't.
But I didn't post it because he didn't win. Maybe we just. I thought I'll pretend I didn't see
maybe,
that.
Maybe we would. Maybe he's scarred because you know the first time you done I'm Celeb, we racked up a hefty phone bill for on votes.
Did you?
Me and Ash.
Yeah, I remember actually. Yeah, we did. Yeah,
didn't you place a bet down on me to win as
I
well?
I put a bet down. I put a few hundred quid down on Jordan.
Yeah, and I got kicked out pretty quick the first time.
Yeah, I done a lot of phone votes. Yeah. I even put it as a contact in my phone.
Oh wow! Yeah,
that's because you spent 75% of the time sleeping. With the hump in that hammock.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I'm going to be honest, the first time I'm a celeb, I think I got a bit overwhelmed. It sort of took me by surprise. And I went, let me just sleep through the process.
Yeah, you
and
did.
Then every time they were voting people out, and I kept on getting voted out, I was like, I'm literally sleeping all day. And then when they did vote me out, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of offended.
Yeah, of course. You made your bed. You made your hammock.
I made a hammock, got along with it. In regards just going back to the Nigerian jersey,
yep.
Did you see that even Specsavers commented on the post saying, Jord, we'll see you soon? Basically claiming, obviously, I can't see. I guess you can see now, Specsavers.
Specsavers commented.
Yeah, they did comment.
And I do know a lot about you, by the way. I just want to just chuck that out there. You, well done on your top. I do know a lot about you. There's nothing you could question me on that I don't know.
Okay. Also, you should never have done that.
Three questions. Here we go.
You're going to make yourself sound like
Come on,
the
you
worst
watch.
Older brother.
You watch. No, okay. No, you watch. Come on.
What bone did I break on the first Diversa Toys tour?
Your ankle.
Oh, great. Yeah, you got that right.
That was right. That
okay.
Was,
yeah, I'll never forget.
Okay.
Because obviously, as a sort of young man of your stature, you attempted to do a full, shall we say, stage dive?
Stage dive.
I wasn't a stage dive. No, you didn't horrify the audience. What you did was...
I jumped off stage. You choreographed us jumping off stage and running through the audience.
Yeah, Joel, because the stage was 2 foot high. I thought that seeing as we're all supposed to be athletic, you know, we were, you know, award-winning dance crew. I thought a little 2 foot jump would be basically a big curve.
Do you know, that's a fun fact about that as well. Fun fact about that, Jord landed on someone else but broke his ankle.
Bro, I landed on someone else's ankle but somehow snapped mine.
Yeah.
And then I jumped off stage as a 16-year-old who was, you know, I'm not even just saying this, medically obese, I was told by the doctor, which wasn't ideal.
Isn't it morbidly?
Yeah, all right. Medically sounds nice.
Oh, sorry. No, okay. But that is
the
term.
Actually,
term,
do you know what? Yeah, one time I went to the doctors as a kid.
This, do you know what? Before you get into it, this is one. This, this also proves that I know the story because I'm already laughing.
What minute? What story?
This breaks my heart every time Jill tells me this
story.
What story is it?
So when we
go on.
Which one?
We are actually crying with laughter. Right, when we were kids, we used to do like obviously our performances and our dancing to like shopping centres and stuff. But to be able to do that and perform publicly, you have to get a doctor to sign off essentially a permission slip. And I went to the doctors, I think in like the April, and she said, "Look, listen, my dad was in the room with me, my little sister. She said, I'm going to speak to your dad. I don't upset you, but I want you to listen very carefully." And I went, "Okay." She went, "Mr. Banjo, your son is morbidly obese." My little sister is holding my hand like I've just been told grave. Well, I did get told grave news. Why I gently cry in the background while she tells my dad I'm morbidly obese, right? And then she's like, "You're going to have to action this, all right? And I went, "You're going to have to do something about it." It's like, died the log. Anyway, we left. Went to Tesco, got a sandwich. I was like, "Let me just calm down a bit." got a chicken
settle
and bacon.
The nerves.
Set on the nerves. Got a chicken and bacon. I was like, "Let me chill out." I'm about 11 or 12 at the time. I'm like, "Let's just drive, chill out a little bit, okay?" So I'll take a deep breath, relax, enjoy this chicken and bacon. Anyway, that was in the April. We go back in October. Yeah? I sit down and she goes, "Got some great news. You are just obese." I wasn't morbidly obese. I ran out of that room like I just thought he was to be a millionaire. I went, "Mum, I'm just obese." It is the worst. It's actually heartbreaking.
No, but it is something to be proud of. But like, when you retell that, that's so good, man.
It also took him 6 months to get there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Baby steps. Right. So way down the progress.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's individual journeys. That's what it took Jules.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of you. But
wow. All right, there we go.
Wait.
Okay, so the first question, anyway, I landed on someone's ankle, broke my ankle.
I got that right.
You got that right.
Broke your ankle.
Okay, do you know what? You do know stuff about me. I'm not going to bother with the rest of the questions. There you go. Well done, you. Right, before we carry on, can we talk about why you've got a plastic sheet over your chair? Like, what is going on?
It's like you've killed someone.
It's because
it's hot today. So on the day, it was like 30 degrees or something, right? It's mad hot. So I was like, I'll wear shorts, you know, no sleeves. But obviously the more skin I have exposed, the more skin there is that can touch the material of the chair. So I tried to firm it before we started and I was like, I can't do this.
I saw it shuffling around so much.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. So I said to producer Rob, "Did we have a plastic sheet and covered the chair?" Simple as that.
You look like a freak, though.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You look like insane, an absolute freak.
Really?
Yeah, you've got a giant condom on a chair.
Oh, I thought it just more looked like there was like building works going on. I wasn't.
For one of us? Yeah, one of us in there.
Just building works on this side of the room. Okay.
You must be feeling really good right now. Because obviously last week we sort of rejigged how we work. Ashley Banjo's MBE, the massive big end. The challenge we have to face.
Please. Yeah. Honestly, last week when we had the new version of MBE, spun the wheel, it landed on me. I was already thinking, no. When I picked Tattoo out of that box, you know, where the world swallowed me up. But the beauty of the new way that we do MBE is that you get a choice. And I happened to pick Eat a Meal of My Choice.
Which is insane. I know a lot of people are kicking off about it.
Yeah, they're not happy about that. I think it's a cop out.
We've
done it.
Bear in mind that I also have had the worst with Giraffe. Just want to chuck it out
there. No, stop going on about it.
So the fact that you're here, you did pick food of your choice.
Yeah.
That's your big challenge for the week. Yeah. What have you gone for?
So I've gone for just stuff that...
It better be good.
It is, for me, I think it's great. I've gone for stuff that I know I love. Stuff that I think is practical, tasty, you know, edible in a sort of like podcast environment. And I've also gone for an ice cold beverage because it's really hot. Okay. So beverage wise...
It's going to be weird.
It's always weird.
Gone for milk on the rocks.
You need medical help.
Are you okay?
What? I don't know anyone else who just drinks milk.
Sorry, I've also never seen ice in milk, and that's
even
horrific.
Grosser. You're getting watered down milk.
It's not watered down. The ice is fresh.
And why is it in a whiskey glass? Why did you bring that with you?
No, I didn't bring it. I found it in the cupboard.
You're like a breastfeeding Tommy Shelby. What the hell are you doing? That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
So you've got a glass of milk, and what else? Oh,
I've got some milk on the rocks, and then a Scotch egg and a mini quiche.
You are the weirdest person I know. Honestly, you are the weirdest. Ash.
You could have had anything right now.
Honestly, man.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Your ass is going to be in trouble. Like, yeah. How much dairy? You know, that sounded really weird from me. Actually, let's stop right there. Yeah. As an out of context quote.
Whilst I sit here on a plastic covered chair.
Do you know what? We're veering into territory I don't want to go into.
All right.
The fact that you picked a mini quiche and a Scotch egg as a meal of your choice.
Yeah,
we could have got anything. There's a Nando's up the road. You could have got anything you wanted.
What flavour's the quiche though?
Lorraine.
Oh, of course.
What does that mean?
Quiche Lorraine.
Quiche Lorraine.
What is
cheese
Lorraine?
And bacon.
Cheese, bacon, you know. Just
why don't they call it cheese and bacon quiche?
I don't actually have an
that's a good point,
that.
Actually.
Yeah, I actually don't have an answer.
That makes no sense. Have other quiche flavours got human names?
Yeah, they have.
Have they?
Yeah, there's a quiche Peter.
No, really? No, there's a Peter quiche.
There's a Peter quiche.
What?
Yeah. No, it's Peter quiche.
Not.
No, there actually is.
Is it?
But it's not. Is it Peter quiche?
I think it's Peter quiche.
Not quiche Peter. Yeah, Peter quiche.
Peter quiche. Yeah.
Peter quiche is nice.
Yeah. I don't know if you're joking.
No. It's just
Peter quiche.
Yeah,
Peter
just quiche, Yorkshire sausage and oregano.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice though.
It's a gross little combo.
That's not for me. Peter quiche. Quiche Lorraine and a Peter quiche.
Next time you try it, next time you go out and say, excuse me, can I have a
Peter quiche?
Can I have Peter quiche?
You go to what, a quiche restaurant? Yeah. Well, you're going to get it. But yeah, Peter quiche.
Oh, we should start one.
Quiche restaurant. Nah. Ash, seriously, man, you just raw dogging that quiche is vile. Are you not even going to heat any of this stuff up?
Is it stone cold?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is actually so
honestly,
gross.
I think a quiche and a Scotch egg is just a great snack. Eggs are actually just nutritionally balanced as well.
Shut up. Can I say this word? The fact, right, this is a thing about Ash that we need to talk about, yeah? When he eats, he also nibbles his fingers at the same time. He puts so much of the food in his mouth, right? He does this, he goes, yeah, I've got that. He nibbled his fingers, and he's passed this train down to his son.
Jewel told me this.
Oh no, not Micah again.
It was my daughter's birthday party.
Not Micah again.
At the weekend.
Leave him alone.
Now, Micah is, I say he's a unique kid because he's got a lot of traits from his dad. And one of them, so it was my daughter's birthday party at the weekend, and Micah looked like a little bit upset. And I was like, is he all right? And Ash went, yeah, he does it quite a lot. Sometimes like it eats too fast. And I went, oh, does he get... Sorry, I can't say anything without laughing. I went, what, does he get like indigestion? Or is it like stuck in his throat? Does he just feel a bit unwell, like a bit sick where he's eating too quick? Ash went, no. Sometimes he eats so fast, he gets past food and bites his hand.
It makes him cry. And does he cry?
He eats so fast. You know, like when you feed a dog and it nips your hand, that's why.
Let me explain. Sometimes, yeah, he starts crying when he's eating because he bites his own hand. There's not really much.
He was going to explain it.
I was trying to explain it, but I can't. Do you know what's funny about Micah's eating habits? He does eat certain things really weird. So he loves like hot dog, right? But you know, like most people would eat a hot dog. I'm not going to act it out, but you'd eat a hot dog from one end.
Yeah.
Micah eats a hot dog from the top down. He'll put the ketchup on it for him, and rather than eat it from one end, he'll eat it from the top down through the middle and have two sides, and then eat both of those from the top down.
Actually, I've got to be honest, man, I wouldn't feel safe in the house if I was you. Like going to sleep knowing there's a little maniac like that running about, man.
It's like he'd make you into hot dog meat and then eat you.
he does eat hot dogs from the top down. He also eats through Kit Kats. Like he doesn't break them, he just eats through them.
No, Ash, you seriously. Oh,
yeah, he's the type of kid who would bite an orange.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Well, he does, yeah. I'll tell you what else he does as well. He eats cereal and milk separate.
Okay, so you mean he eats cereal and then drinks milk. Don't say he eats.
It's your son.
Yeah.
We confirmed it's your
that's
son.
That's what I understand, because they're different sensations. So, like, he likes to eat the Cheerios or whatever, and then he drinks the milk, so they're separate and clean.
Okay.
Separate and clean.
That's the sort of thing that goes, it's all going down the same place, isn't it?
It'll mix in me belly.
No, I understand it, to be fair.
Okay.
No, I'm glad someone does.
Yeah, I understand him. Love you, Mike.
Yeah, good boy, Mike.
Love you, son.
I do.
Good boy. It's not a dog. Good boy.
I do like the fact that, not in a weird way, you're holding a bit of a coat in this week with your, mm-hmm. you know, your slightly weird habits and your weird choice of food. Because I've actually started to get to the point where when it comes to headlines, I am getting cooked. So my dad, my nan Ash's dad, I would say he's a very proud parent, subtly, but he's very, very proud. So like he will always keep an eye on what we're up to. Mm-hmm. He'll keep an eye on like, newspapers. Sometimes he'll come up to me like, oh, I found this article. And he'll like, hand me like, a physical mm-hmm. newspaper with an article in it. He sent me an article the other day. There's a TikTok going round where it's basically, I went to a local kebab shop where I normally go to go get a chicken wrap. And the guy has asked to take a picture with me. And I was like, yeah, sure. Best kebab in Southend, it's called. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it's like every single person I know keeps going, oh, I've just seen this TikTok. It's only got like 200 likes. It's not like some viral TikTok. It's just like everyone we seem to know has seen it to the point that it got picked up by Essex Live, a little local newspaper, which my dad then saw and sent me the link. And I'm going to read you the headline right now. The headline. The headline is... The Essex kebab shop with affordable prices loved by diversity star Jordan Banjo. He took a selfie with a worker on a recent visit. And then it's just me.
Take a picture.
And a geezer shaking yeah. hands.
That's the one I saw.
And when you swipe it, the first picture's me and him. The next is their chicken shish. The next is their lamb doner. And then the last is their hygiene rating.
In really?
The carousel, which is 5.
Oh,
great hygiene rating.
Done.
Great hygiene.
You're linked to a lot of websites like that. You know, Jord always bigs up in Wickford where you guys grew mm-hmm. up. There's the Indian restaurant, the B-Cash.
Google the B-Cash.
Jord, iconic. I would say on a weekly basis talks about this place to the point where people go, oh, let me look it up and have a look. If you Google B-Cash Wickford, a picture of Jord comes up.
A picture of me with the manager.
With the manager.
He's actually handing me 2 free Cobras because he always gives me a couple of free beers at the takeaway. Yeah. Never drank beer in my life. So they
you are an unofficial B-Cash ambassador.
Literally. That's one thing I'm actually proud of. Headlines, though. Just listen to something. So I would like to say, I think this quite a lot, we do some really, really cool things. Mm-hmm. Like we've launched a podcast. We're on Gogglebox currently. We've performed on Britain's Got Talent. I won a boxing match about a month ago. Mm-hmm. Some really cool things that have happened. Some of the top headlines that come up.
For you?
For me. You Google Jordan Banjo. Jordan Banjo convinced son, 6, is vaping after school bag find. Jordan Banjo reveals stressing marriage with wife as he says, I'm finished.
Why? What's that from?
Because I said I was panicking about what to buy for our 10-year anniversary.
Where?
I said it in an interview. I just said it in an interview. They're like, oh, you know, how long have you been with your wife? It's like 10 years, big anniversary. I was like, oh, I'm panicking. I'm getting stressed out. I don't know what to buy. Oh, like, if I don't get something good, I'm finished.
Yeah.
And then it's that. And then Jordan Banjo leaves Kat Dealey and Ben Shepherd open mouths as he yanks down his jeans in interview. That one is true. There's that.
Yeah,
to be fair, I did
that.
Do that. That was the Shafter Brothers Uncovered tattoo.
But the
fair.
Media, listen, the way that they make, well, it's like headlines, yes, but really it's more like clickbait, no? Like it's more like how abrasive can we make this title to make you click on it?
Mm.
Why don't they do some positive ones?
What do you mean?
Why don't they ever tell the truth and say things that are like really nice and really positive? Like, for example, what could we say?
Oh, you're making them now.
Yeah, let's make them. Let's make some for Jewel. Let's make some positive headlines for Jewel. So to counteract all of those negative ones, let's make some lovely positive headlines.
The best kebab one's negative. I'm actually quite proud of that because I'm a fan of affordable.
And also, when Ash starts something like this, I feel like it's just going to be...
It's never going to go well.
Jordan Banjo comes to work looking great in brand new T-shirt representing heritage.
Oh.
Bit of a long headline.
Oh, a bit long. Yeah, let's go for something shorter.
It's not exactly eye-catching
stuff. Let's go for something shorter. Jordan Banjo saves fat chihuahua from near-death experience.
That's true.
Jordan Banjo owns award-winning chihuahua vocalist.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Everyone's loving Elmo at the moment.
But they don't print it.
Everyone
but they don't
is
print
like,
it.
Do you know what? That is a really good point. Mm. Do you know that video, right? I'm not like you two going viral left, right and centre because you two do post like some really good content. My stuff's more just me and the kids just doing nothing really. Anyway, posted that video of Elmo singing to Jess Glynn. And I'm not going to lie, it got like millions of views, like 600,000 likes. No one said anything about it.
No one's picked it up.
Jess Glynn was commenting on it. Loads of people. Even Whitney from EastEnders commented on it.
Did she?
She did, Whitney from EastEnders. She did. She says she's got a singing chihuahua.
EastEnders
as well.
Actors have a different level of fame.
It's beautiful level of fame.
Isn't it fun? Yeah. They've just, it's so cool.
I think the only one who can cross over from a soap who's as important to me is Chesney from Coronation Street.
He
should have a cult following.
He was the first celeb I ever see in the flesh.
Really?
Yeah, I was about, I think I was about 9 or 10 years old. went on holiday to Turkey. Turns out he was staying in the same hotel.
Look at that.
Me and my family chased him around the hotel for it.
Man, like Chesney?
Yeah, to see if it was him.
And what happened?
And then when he eventually turned around, we just stared for a while and then realised we were chasing a child.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Then we got taken away.
Nice.
So, also,
Chesers.
Worked a lot of him recently because he did the last series of DIY. Of
Did he win it?
Yeah. And the fact that you guys call him Chesney is...
I'm going to be honest, I don't know his real name. I apologise, Ches. I'm so sorry. Can someone tell me?
Don't look at me.
What is Google it right now. Don't test me.
Yeah, Google it.
Wait. Ash doesn't know.
Yes, I did.
He doesn't know. That's why.
He just won Dancing on Ice. What's his real name?
I know. No, don't
He
put
just
me...
won Dancing on Ice, the final series.
Yeah.
What's his real name?
Ash. No, man. Sam. Come on.
Sam.
Come on.
I don't know his surname.
What, how do you not know his
surname? They get introduced as their whole name on the show.
No, they don't.
Chesney.
They get introduced with their partner.
No, they do. Really?
They do. Like, Sam and Lorraine.
Who was his partner?
Lorraine.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, guys, his real name is Sam Aston.
Aston.
But you knew.
You're useless.
I just know him as Sam.
You're useless.
But he's a nice guy. He's lovely.
No, yeah, love Sam. Love Sam.
Who's the most famous? Like, if you think about soap, like EastEnders or Corrie or whatever.
Phil Mitchell.
Yes, filled up. For me, it's Ian Beale.
Ian Beale. I've got nothing left.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or Ricky.
Because you've got a massive crush on Kat, haven't you, from EastEnders?
Oh, I do have a... Like, see, growing up, Kat Slater...
Kat's your type.
She was my A1.
Yeah, like 100%.
I love Kat Slater.
Would you say one of the first people you got feelings for?
What, like attracted to?
Yeah, because I feel like everyone remembers the first person they were
attracted to.
Yeah. Kylie Minogue. Kylie Minogue, you know the video? Na, na, na. No. And she had that little white, it was just a bit of material.
That weird little hood she had on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember thinking, wow, I need to find me a cushion. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you had a bad neck, but you mean...
Yeah, bad neck. Really? Yeah, bad
do you know what? I'm not sure where you wanted to steer that.
Yeah. No, I was just saying that. No, but I'm just saying you find Kat Slater very attractive.
Where who's your first ever like crush? Mine's Kat Slater.
It's a weird one, so bear with me. But Nala the lion from The Lion King.
I don't know where to. I'm not sure what was weirder, the pillow comment or an animated lion. I'm not sure.
Oh, she was a lot. No,
the animated lion.
I know I can't be the only one.
I think you might be the only
one.
I
think you're the only one.
I said your first crush, and your first crush is an animated lion. Yeah. When you sit there with a cold keychain, a scotch egg, and a glass of milk, you need help.
It's true. Ours were grown, mature women.
Yeah. Yours is a lion.
Yours is a lion. Joel, when you piece all of this information together, you're painting me out to be weirder than I am.
Sat on your plastic covered chair. What do we do with that information?
Nala the lion had no business being, you know, that.
Is it the scene when she reunites with Simba when they're play fighting around the water?
I think so. She's got that little look.
She does give him a look.
Does she pin him down?
See, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she gives him a look and she sort of goes.
Yeah, the eyes.
Easy, Nala.
She sort of looks up like.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah. What, not at you?
Stare at me.
So not at you. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm not looking at you.
Yeah, because now you're trying to recreate something.
Yeah, now I can't make eye contact.
And I'm in the middle of it.
Okay. Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, I'm actually going to be completely blind. I don't know how we've got here.
Yeah,
no, look, not at all.
Let's do our oath and just move along.
Let's do the oath and move on. Right, here we go.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
I want to bring this up because the more I see, like, you in your football top, and you had one recently,
mm-hmm.
I realise there's no sports that I really follow. There's no sports that I really wish I was, like...
Same.
Sport focused, because it brings people together and it's cool. And I think I'm thinking about this a lot because Wimbledon just kicked off as well.
Mm.
And a load of people, it's people that I didn't even know were into that, but are like out, like sitting on hills and watching the tennis. And I don't know, is it just
no, loads of people were into it, which is no offense. See, like football feels like a very regular thing, like it happens a lot. Like, there's constant matches, people always talk about if you support the team, whatever. I just feel like tennis isn't like a
How often do people play tennis
and watch it? Do you know what I mean? You don't like, oh, go get home, stick it on, like the tennis is on,
and it's boring too to watch.
No, I don't think tennis is boring,
it is.
Oh, I think tennis is sick,
really.
Yeah, tennis.
Ha! Ha! Like the noises alone, like that, when they're serving and stuff.
So you watch it for the noises?
Well, yeah, I think they're quite impressive.
See, if that was me, I'd be getting absolutely roasted. Yeah. I'd be getting cooked
it's,
right now.
It's the package. I haven't got a plastic chair, a scotch egg, a quiche, a glass of milk, and a sundae. Yeah. His own hand.
Oh, so you can sit there and go, ah!
And that's why. You just proved so, it.
Did I do that noise?
You didn't do that.
Did I do that noise?
Wait, wait, that was a way more accurate tennis noise than that. Do yours. Let's go back and forth, do a rally.
Just go back from the mic, but I don't need that directly in.
Go on, do a rally. I'm going to serve you, ready?
Do a rally.
You wait, I'm going to serve you.
No. Oh, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
come
it.
Come on, I'll go with you. You do that all the time. So you really break it off.
For everyone listening, me and Pell are about to transport you.
If you're watching us on YouTube, yeah, close your eyes.
And if you're just listening, then just we're about listening. To transport you to Wimbledon. Sets up.
Sorry? When does that happen in Wimbledon?
They say something.
They say, don't they say something,
what,
don't
they? Sets up.
That's okay. The umpire goes, sets up.
Yeah, in that tall chair that he's
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Hands are good against certain. Round two.
Christ. And I'm not exaggerating here. I promise you, look at me in my eyes, I will quit. I will stop this podcast now. I'll quit. I don't care. I'll quit. Because that was awful.
Yeah, but it was weird because you had your eyes open. We said close your eyes. That's what they do. That's it. That's legit. All I know about tennis.
You know what? I thought that sounded really official.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
You know, me and Ash used to play tennis loads as kids.
Did you?
We used to play tennis.
Oh, I used to play
tennis. See, that's the fact that I didn't know.
You didn't play tennis. That's one thing I definitely know about
okay.
you.
Okay. I stopped.
You came.
I stopped.
Wow. What an exciting game.
Whoa. Wait. Wow. Whoa.
We stopped playing tennis as much. And yeah. I think it actually was one of the last games because my dad used to take us three to the park every weekend. He would play doubles. So it would be him and my little sister against me and Ash. Which essentially, with no offence to my little sister, she was useless and so was I. So basically it was my dad and my brother against each other and me and Talisa would just sort of be like...
Watching but on the court.
We'd just sort of be in the way, really, truly. And I remember there was one time where I used to watch Ash and he's actually like pretty sick at tennis. I just got really jealous. And I went, mine! And Ash went, no, mine! And I dived in front of the ball and he smacked me in the face with a tennis racket. I've still got a scar on one of my eyebrows.
Yes, you do. On your...
Is it this
on your
one?
Left one? Yeah,
I've got a scar on one of my eyebrows. You. Where he smacked me in the face with a tennis racket.
This is almost going back to the bike story, yeah? Like, in my defence, right? We've all watched tennis, right? Imagine, the ball was coming in. Like he said, he just admitted it. I went, mine! I swing. He comes over. Mine!
Right.
Jumps
in the wall.
And why did you make that voice?
What was the voice? You might as well have gone, dum 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 dum.
Mine!
Like he's a giant.
Do you know what I mean?
All right, sorry.
Mine!
He comes running over. Yeah, he jumps in the way. I swing the racket and he gets hit in the face. And then somehow...
You had time.
No, I had time, but I wouldn't have scored the point.
So pretty sure I'm the one who got told off.
Yeah, because you jumped in the way. Do you not see?
Life lesson.
My eyebrow was hanging off. I've still got a scar. I know what it got told off. And then we didn't really play tennis much after that.
We didn't, did we?
What's the would you rather out of this then?
Yeah, so what we're saying?
Let's do would you rather. Every half an hour,
yeah,
you have to make a couple of those tennis noises.
Okay.
As loud as you can. Doesn't matter what scenario we're in.
So I'm waking up in the night to do it?
You're waking up in the night. In the middle of the night, you just hear, oh! And you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could be at dinner. You could be asleep. You could be at church. You could be wherever.
Every half hour, though, it's happening.
Or for the rest of your life, every time you have to take a seat, you have to sit in one of those umpire chairs.
The really tall ones.
Because they're like, how tall are they? Do we know?
Oh, they're massive.
Can we Google how tall they are?
They've got to be at least 10 foot. Surely.
Yeah, 10 foot.
They've got to be.
They oversee the whole game.
Got to
10
be.
Foot is like a diving board.
No, it's like a lifeguard.
Oh, I'm going to go. Lifeguard level. I'm going to go 7 foot.
How tall is
umpire chair? Tennis umpire chair.
What are you going for, Pell? You said 10. I've said 7.
I'm going to go in the middle there. I'm going to go about 8.
Closest person gets out of the NBA. No, I'm joking. I'm not doing that.
What did you say?
I said
testing the water.
I said 7.
Testing the water.
Seat height.
Yeah.
6 to 7 feet.
Oh.
Overall structure height. 8 to 9 feet.
So, see, I was right.
All right. Calm down.
Okay. Anyway, it's tall. It's a very inconvenient chair outside of the world.
Imagine if one of us was sat in that chair right now.
Oh, so if we had to do the podcast, one of us wouldn't be in the shot.
Don't. Don't say it.
Say what?
You're going to say it's a chair for a very tall person.
I'm literally not going to do that.
I can feel it.
What am I going to say?
You don't know that many tall people.
No,
the only
I
tall
don't.
Person you always insult
is tall people that I know.
Tall people you know and you
Why
regularly
are you
insult.
Dumb?
Who are they, Pil?
What, your mum? is that what you was getting at?
Yeah.
Then you thrust that upon me then, because I wasn't even going to bring it up.
All right, fine. We'll leave it there.
She's a tall, strong woman.
Okay.
Very.
She's 5'11 and a half.
And the rest.
And a half. Yeah. She's 5'11 and a half.
Yeah. In flats.
In flats, yeah.
That umpire chair is basically a beanbag. It's on the
floor. She's quite a tall lady. She's quite tall.
Oh.
All right, so what one are you picking?
I'm going for the chair.
You're going for the chair?
Really?
Yeah, I'm going for the chair.
Did I think about going out for dinner?
Yeah, I
don't go out for dinner.
Oh, God.
So and I don't mind eating standing up.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't got to sit down to do these things. You can stand.
Yeah, but you look like a weirdo.
Pretend I've got grandpa saying. But stand up is like eating dinner.
Date night, anniversary.
Yeah, no, he's got a point. It's inconvenient.
Yeah, it's inconvenient.
But imagine sit at the normal chair, but then I'm screaming, ah!
I'm sitting on the chair.
Sit at the chair?
Yep.
Are you committed?
I think I'm committed to the chair.
Yeah?
I'm committed to the chair.
What are you saying?
I'm going to commit to the noise.
Really? You're going to commit to the show?
Really?
I think the other one's going to be really awkward. Also, I don't want to go cinema and sit that high.
You've miscalculated that.
You have miscalculated that. This seems
I
to be
like
a running theme.
Yeah, you miscalculate these a lot,
okay.
I think.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Should we interrogate this oath?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's right. do that. Cheers. Thank you.
Are you ready? You
know, right,
you
yeah, ready? Let's go. Five interrogation, Jude. Quick fire. Yeah?
Please, yeah. Here. That's one rule we need to work on,
yeah,
right? Especially me.
Yeah, here we go.
I need to work on.
Would you rather be immune to every law or every illness?
Every illness.
Would you rather be stuck in space or at the bottom of the ocean with oxygen?
I'm surviving in both, yeah? Mm-hmm. Space.
Would you rather sleep in a bed that's just too short for you forever or sleep under a blanket that doesn't cover your feet?
Ooh.
The blanket doesn't cover my feet.
Would you rather work 5 days a week or one 24-hour day a week?
One 24-hour day.
Would you rather be able to enter your favourite fictional world or bring someone from that fictional world to you in the real world?
At will, have I got to stay there? Sorry, let me just ask that.
At will.
Enter a fictional world.
All right.
Really?
Let's start
Why?
With that one.
Why?
Superpowers.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Superpowers for a start. I could go in, if I enter like X-Men or something.
Doesn't mean you've got powers.
No, but there's certain worlds where they inject people with like a serum and they get superpowers.
Oh.
See, you got to think ahead of the curve.
So you're like, yeah. You're smuggling stuff back and forth.
Basically.
I feel like you've got bad luck. I feel like they'd inject you with something you just catch a
yeah.
disease.
Mm. Yeah. Or I do feel like my luck's pretty bad. I feel like I'd just get like a really poor superpower.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, oh, you don't sweat anymore or something like that. It's yeah. like really, just a really crap yeah. power.
No sweat, man.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's just a really awful power. But that's what I'd pick.
Get loads of deodorant.
That's right. True.
Shall we? What Sorry. About working one 24-hour day? I agree with that.
100%. I know sometimes that my biggest problem is that you guys know from like diversity rehearsals, I can't stay awake.
No. Mm.
For a certain amount. You guys have genuinely seen me fall asleep standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would just fall asleep. So I think you have to make it physically possible if it's like half hour, like little micro naps and then carry on or whatever. But like in like a normal work day, you get little breaks here and there, don't you? Get like an hour mm-hmm. here, a thingy there. So like it would be like a normal work day.
Yeah, yeah.
Just have to use that time to nap. I'm definitely doing that. Then the rest of the week is your own.
100%.
You might have to take a day to
24
recover.
24 hours is it?
I know, but you have to take a day to recover. So you take basically the day of the work and then a day to recover and then 5 days of your own. 100%
Listen,
doing that.
I'm not proud of it. It's not something to say like you're proud of, but I've done quite a few 24 hours. I've done a 48 hour before, and it's mm-hmm. so weird. You hit a wall where you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then once you're past it, you feel like normal. And I'm sure it's not healthy, but once you're past that wall, you just operate as if you've slept.
Well, I mean, we know it's not healthy. It's not you've good. Had
yeah,
some quite adverse reactions to doing that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know
Gosh,
what I mean?
I've had some bad reactions. But when you're past it, you kind of just feel like normal. Like,
yeah.
It's so weird to be in the studio, yeah? Work, everyone go home. And then you might get a cheeky half hour or whatever, but then when you see people come back in for a new day and you're still on the day before, it is the weirdest mental thing. But if someone said do that once a week, don't forget you haven't got to stay out for the next day. Once
does that mean you can have the day to recover?
So
yeah, all right, maybe that's a good shout.
Yeah, that's a decent shout.
I feel like the blanket that doesn't cover your feet is really jarring.
No, yeah, no, he's really jarring, but me and Ash, obviously, we are quite tall fellas. 6'6 for Ash, 6'5 for me. Another thing on the list. But anyway, yeah, so slightly taller.
My mother likes son.
But that's obviously my mum. Anyway, hanging, your feet hanging off the end of the bed are just way more jarring than the blanket. Mm. Way more jarring than the blanket.
But I feel like whenever you want to get warm, you can never...
No, but I sleep in an embryo position anyway.
Do you?
Yeah, I sleep on my side. Fetal. I sleep on my side, knees nearly to chest.
Really?
That's how I sleep, yeah.
Like
yeah.
one of those old aliens used to buy.
Literally, one of them old aliens. Or like a Labrador. Like just to tie on my side and bang legs up. So I reckon I'm going to be covered by most blankets.
You sleep full fetal?
Yeah. That's how I just feel most comfortable like that.
Really? Yeah. How do you sleep?
On my side, but I'm a bit more stretched out.
On my
right side.
How do you sleep?
Yeah, flat on my back with my arms by my head.
Well, like a cartoon. Yeah, like a cartoon on a light load.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Nice.
What?
Flat on my back with my arm by my head.
Oh my God. That's one step away from wrapped in plastic. Yeah, you know, it's like, you're just odd.
Just arms across your chest.
It's the most comfortable. It's the most comfortable. And then you said, would you rather be... Oh no, you said... Did you say bottom of the ocean?
No, I said space. Space. I've got oxygen, and obviously, based on that question, I'm going to survive, right? I can just float through space with oxygen. Defo picking that.
Yeah, but how long? But it would take you years or a lifetime to get.
But space is just a vacuum. At least the bottom of the ocean, there's stuff to look at.
It's true.
But space is just a vacuum. sorry, that was really out of order. I got defensive because I realised
that's got a point. Like you'll be able to properly explore. You can't really explore space.
How will I explore the bottom of the ocean?
I think you'll die before you get anywhere else.
I think you'll die in the bottom of the ocean.
Maybe, but the bottom of the ocean is so much of it that's unexplored.
For a reason.
Yeah, I want. Do you think there's stuff down there?
Yeah, they do.
100%.
Oh, don't get me into those 100% conspiracies.
There's a lot of sort of like geothermal, there's like little environments that are just literally apparently at the bottom. We just don't know.
I think was it
90,
you?
How much, Pell? 90-something percent is unexplored? 95% stupid like that.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
You told me that you think Atlantis was real, didn't you?
Atlantis is real. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, get on TikTok, fall into a hole, fantastic place.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What makes you... So fun.
Really?
Yeah, if you think it's not been explored, come on, man.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be, there's 100%
stuff. That stuff's got to be real.
They find new species all the time.
But didn't NASA start exploring the ocean when they first become a company?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And
then
they explored like a tiny little section and then went, we're just going to go space instead. It's got to be for a reason.
Yeah. Just coral down here. Let's go see what's up in there.
I think there's something to be said that we actually know more about space than we do deep ocean.
Come on, that is fascinating.
They think there's like, I think there's still like a megalodon floating around somewhere.
Okay, yeah, but that's kind of believable, like a big shark. Fair enough, but a whole human fish city somewhere. I'm not buying Atlantis.
If you had to put everything on it that there was a city down there somewhere undiscovered, everything, yes or no? What are you saying?
What, do to clarify, like a living city? There's fish people.
Not necessarily a living city.
But just a remnant of an old city down there somewhere.
What, everything I own?
Yeah. No. Pell.
Oh God, so close-minded.
I'm saying yes,
absolutely.
I'm saying there's stuff down there. We have.
It's like
no
when they're finding
about.
Cities in like the Amazon on like a freaking daily basis now.
Yeah, that's not under the water. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying there's so much unexplored stuff out there.
There has to be something down there we don't know about. Yeah. So you're wrong. Ocean should be.
Yeah.
Ocean should be. Is that all my quick ones done?
No, really quickly, this one's important. Illness. Immune to every illness.
Yes. 100%.
100%, right?
So I don't really break any laws.
Immune to the law. Why would you want to be immune to the
There's some fun crimes out there.
No, because you could go and do stuff like rob a bank and like be really, really rich and then like not worry about it.
The king is like immune to a lot of laws. Like, the king could go out into the street, shoot somebody, and he wouldn't be breaking the law.
I'm not sure if that's true.
I'm almost 99% sure.
To Google we go again, because I'm not sure that's
true. Because if that is the case...
I'm sure the king could go out into the street, shoot someone in the head, and it wouldn't be murder.
Come on.
In modern legal systems, no one is above the law, not even a king or head of state.
Oh.
So... In short, a king cannot lawfully shoot someone without facing legal consequences.
Did I make that up?
I think you've made that up.
No, I'm still telling you that because they can park wherever they like as well.
In fiction...
sorry. He's compared it to they can park wherever they like.
He's like shooting someone and parking someone.
Yeah, because they've got the flags on their car.
In fiction or theory, the king is the law. So yeah, I think you might have got that from Game of Thrones. Actually. I don't think you've got it.
Yeah. Like if someone questions him, he will behead you. Like those types.
I don't think it works like that, bro. I think you might mess that one up.
No, I'm almost sure.
Okay, well, I'm telling you it's not. I just Googled it.
Who did you ask? ChatGPT?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're going to do argue with AI?
I'm going to go and do my fact checks and bring it back next week.
Okay, you do that.
What a waste of time.
All right, I've got a listener would you rather here. Everyone who's sending them in,
Sentiment.
Everyone who sent them in. Everyone who's sending them in, please keep sending them in at Brothers Uncovered or get in the comments, whatever you want to do. They are so, so good. We love reading them. This one's from Danielle. It says, would you rather spend one night with a poltergeist or be haunted by a friendly ghost forever? I am not a friendly ghost. Friendly ghost.
It's got,
for
got to be a friendly ghost.
Poltergeist, honestly, I think it's my worst fear.
Yeah.
I don't even, look, I'm going to be real. I don't even like, Perry knows this. Ash, surprisingly, probably doesn't. I don't even like speaking about this stuff because I don't even want to open myself up to it at all. I'm that freaked out by like, supernatural stuff, ghost stuff. Poltergeists, get lost.
You'd get used to the friendly ghost.
Casper all the way.
Friendly ghost.
And you'd be pals. You look like a weirdo. You talk to someone.
Yeah, okay, let me ask this. Are they there like 24-7 with you? I know you say you're haunted for the rest of your life, but like, can I be in the other room?
I'd rather, don't be in the other room.
Well, no, I don't want to be in the shower and it's just a ghost sat with me.
I'd rather someone be sat with me all the time because they'd make me jump too often.
That's true.
They'd make me like, I don't want to walk into them and they're stood there. Fuck, no. No. I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, imagine getting in bed, they're not there. You open your eyes, they're sat in the corner.
Do you reckon they change outfit on a daily, or do you reckon they keep being the same?
That's
clothes?
True.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Also, what era of ghosts are you choosing? So I feel like you only ever see like Victorian ghosts, don't you?
Yeah, modern, 100%.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see a dude in jeans or
a ghost dressed like one of you guys. It's just nowhere near as scary.
Yeah, that's my point. Just like a friendly 20-odd-year-old girl. She's there in like flipping Birkenstocks and gym leggings or something. Just like normal stuff.
Yeah.
What a choice.
Perks.
What a choice. 20-year-old girl in. Perks and gym leggings.
I was just trying to be as normal as possible.
Oh, yeah, God.
I was just trying to be as generic as possible.
Yeah, this guy turns 33 this year.
Yeah.
It's a freak.
I'm nice.
Said, a dude in a tracksuit. A guy my age.
I went way too specific. I actually really embarrassed after that. Yeah. That was awful.
But he's like, yeah, I want a Gymshark ambassador.
But who's on the way to the gym?
Yeah.
The red, but she's not actually in it. She's not doing a workout yet.
Should we do a massive big end?
Hey!
Yeah.
Come on.
Ring the bell.
Get the bell out.
Do you want to just introduce it,
please? Yeah. Should we do Ashley Badger's massive big end?
Hey.
Right, so. In the new format, the first thing we shall do...
Give me the wheel.
Oh, go on, pal, you do it. ...is decide who it's going to be. So, when you hear this sound, that is the sound of the wheel being spun, for those of you that can't see.
Right, go on then.
So,
I'm actually
spin
so
the wheel
scared.
And decide who is doing the big end for this episode.
Oh, it's a big spin, too. It's a lovely spin.
Oh, my gosh, anxiety.
It's about to land on... What's that?
That's you.
That's you.
It's more
jewels.
It hasn't tipped over onto me. It hasn't tipped over onto me.
It's pointing at you.
It hasn't tipped over
onto me. It's literally about to tell that is you.
So, oh my God.
It feels good.
That's not enjoyable at all.
Yeah.
All right, then let's choose.
Right.
Where's the box?
Where's the box?
So excited. He held this box with so much venom last time.
Come on, boy.
Shake it up.
Enjoy it.
Have we got more? Did people send in more would you rather's as well? Is it a full box?
Yes, we did. Oh, there's a lot.
Should we have a little read?
And what's the deal with, have we got some good ones in there?
In celebration of the good ones, if you take a little sip of my milk.
Yeah, because bear in mind, last week, Ash managed to pick eat a meal of your choice on the pod. Yeah,
do you know what it is? Yeah. Let me explain. People were a little bit annoyed about this, right? But you have to understand the rate. Look how many. Look, if you can't see, I'm holding a whole big handful. There must be 20 or 30 in here, right? Now, the ratio, there's a couple of good ones as sort of like fail safes, but most of them are mid. And there are also some pretty bad ones, right? So we've kind of mixed it up. And if you pick a good one, pal, listen. So you get two choices, right?
And you
have to do a would you rather, choice one or choice two. So let me give you some examples of some stuff that's in here. Ready? This one's from Jess. Buy both of the other boys one thing that they want.
Oh. Luxury watch.
So we choose.
Luxury watch.
We choose as well.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I'd enjoy that one. Can we give you another example? From Sim. Drink a bottle of Tabasco sauce.
Are you joking?
Sweet.
That Lord. Is okay. horrendous.
All right. Well, let's leave it there.
Let's have one more. One more little example.
It's scaring me.
Oh my gosh! Whoever suggested this, I think this one's from one of the producers. Let the other two give you a trim.
No way!
Oh what?
No!
My
no,
way!
No! No! No!
God.
No! No! No!
I'm going to trim on him. He's Camrose.
We'll have to snip your hair.
You ain't sniffing off.
No, no, but you'd have to. You swore an oath.
We swore an oath, but we also are part of diversity where the kid with the afro earns us the money, buddy. So I'm not, trying to lose that.
You'd have to get extensions.
Yeah. Okay, right, let's go then.
Right, Pell, you ready?
Play
mix them up, mix them up, mix them up.
No looking either. Let's
get it done. Get it done.
Cool. Right, you ready? I'm tipping
good
the box back.
Good luck is going to... Oh, wait, let me channel good luck a second.
I'm going to mix these up.
Come on, Flukins.
Joel, let's channel the opposite.
Come on,
yeah.
Flukins.
Yeah, no,
come on,
Flukins. Perry's
move
the
your hand. Move your hand.
Move your hand. Perry's your the hand. Flukiest person
three,
I know.
3, 2, 1. I've got one.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Read, I've got read one. It, read it, read it.
Oh, my God.
So?
Natasha said, would you rather shave your facial hair?
Oh, my gosh.
Which is...
he's just grown a beard.
Which I've just started attempting to grow a little bit of...
No, you got a beard. You've got a full beard.
Which is pretty awful, but without this now, I will feel...
Your little tashy will go, everything
to be
gone.
Fair, that's quite a good out
okay.
If you get a bad one.
Okay.
Shave your facial hair, or...
That one right there. Ah! Got it. Amy says, reveal the worst celeb interaction you've ever had.
And I know them, so I'll out you if you're not honest. I don't care.
Oh, I know the a couple, worst... actually.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I'll out you if you're not honest.
Ones that you've never said publicly.
Oh, yeah, whoa, slow down, because you might give it away.
Ones that I've never said publicly?
Yeah, that's quite a few.
Yeah.
No. I'll talk about ones you think that I wouldn't expose publicly.
Yeah, a couple of personal ones. We both know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, fuck.
I don't care. I'll reveal it.
When we're talking facial hair...
All of it.
Wait.
If it's on your face, I want your eyebrows gone as well.
No. My brows aren't going.
And we're talking wet shave, like sort of a cutthroat razor, clean.
No facial hair.
Let me just... I'll put the black stuff in your nose and rip it out. You know that you've seen them, you've seen those shaves, right?
So that goes.
Everything goes.
What are you going for?
I think for the first time, I'm really stuck. Oh my God, I'm just staring at them. I don't know. Fuck.
I actually think you might have to shave. I think you're going to have to shave.
When's the last time you had a full shave, Paul?
A full shave?
Yeah, like a full shave.
Nothing on your face.
6 years.
Yeah, I'm scared I don't have a chin under this anymore.
I'm really round under this. And I'm clutching onto any kind of shape at the minute, even with this. But
you can see your face shape still.
Okay. I just don't know what's going to pop up, so I'm going to shave my face.
Yo.
Oh, I love it.
I'm not going to lie.
I love it.
Brave man.
And you know what it is? I haven't got a story that pops into my mind for... But I just feel like I'm going to get snaked somehow and I just don't want the risk.
Fair enough.
I don't want the risk. I think I'm going to have to shave my face.
Fair enough. He's going for a full wait, a full clean wet shave.
I'll just say, there's diversity fans all over the country absolutely buzzing because you're about to get a 30-year-old Perry back. He's about to be like the day we won Britain's Got Talent.
Can I ask you a question? Would you? Yeah. So next week, Seth, are you going to full shave and hair out?
No, that ain't what you are,
yeah, had the hair out.
So make sure you're tuning in next episode to see 13-year-old Britain's Got Talent Perry back in the red chair. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.